So I have another question that's sent to me by some friend. I'll try my best to answer it for him. He's concerned about forgiveness, trying to forgive people, and he's finding that difficult. So his question is, I'm finding it very difficult to forgive some people in my life. Having done terrible things to others in the past, I know it's also my karma to experience this. Well, firstly, yeah, that's, you might have done some bad things to people in your life in the past, and the result of those actions, well, this might be one of those results. Other people are doing bad things to you, but that's not necessarily the case. Other people might be doing bad things to you because that's just how the world is. People do bad things to others because they're there to do it. People do bad things because they themselves are acting out of lust, anger, and delusion. And you're in that world with them. So you're going to get affected by that, their actions. So it's not necessarily from your past actions. And he also says, I know that they will also get the results of their actions, which is true. Acting out of hurting others, trying to be, being cruel towards others. Well, what you will get, immediate results of that, is a cruel mind. And is a cruel mind peaceful? Is it a happy mind? No. It's an agitated mind. It's not unsettled. A cruel mind cannot be composed, settled, at peace, calm, equanimous. Those states are not there for a cruel mind. For a person who is cruel, those states of mind cannot exist. For as long as they are acting out of their ill will, they cannot have peace. So that is suffering right then and there for that person. That is the result. So this person also says he can't help but fantasize about revenge. And you, because you can't stop fantasizing about revenge because something has happened to him. He feels pain, and he continues to feel that pain, and it's that pain came about through the circumstances of others doing certain things to him, and now he can't stop thinking about it. The pain is still there. He just wants to get rid of the pain, so he starts to hate on the others and blame them for that pain that he suffers. And if you could just destroy those others, then the pain would be gone. That's the kind of logic there. But that's not the case. Even if you had to destroy the others, is there still a possibility that others will now harm you in the future? Will pain arise in the future that you will hate, that you will feel pain, suffer in regards to? Yeah. So you can destroy these people, teach them a lesson, and then tomorrow someone else does something and you feel pain again. Or not even someone else does something, just the weather changes, it's rainy outside, you feel pain again. What are you going to do then? You can't take revenge on the weather, on the clouds. So pain, what I'm trying to say is that pain is inevitable. That feeling of pain is inevitable. And no amount of changing your external circumstances is going to solve that fact. You are a human being who feels pleasure, pain, neutral feeling. And feeling pain is just part of the game. Pain doesn't make you suffer. It is your attitude towards that pain that makes you suffer. There will always be something in the world that's going to be disagreeable somewhere along the line. it's going to cause you pain. And if your attitude towards that pain is, I want to get rid of it, I hate it, I must destroy it, you will suffer. So, it's clear what needs to be done. That attitude must be changed. If that attitude is changed, let go of, and you endure the pain, you don't try to get rid of it, you just discern it for what it is, painful, painful feeling, painful mind state. Don't try to fight it, don't try to get angry at it, don't try to get angry at the world. And what you will find is that that pain will just change. Eventually, like it always has, it arises and then disappears. While you're doing this and that and the other. It doesn't matter, you can just sit down, do nothing, and you will see that pain arise, it will be there, and it will be gone. It doesn't matter what you do. It will come and go on its own accord. Yeah, it's corresponding to certain things sometimes, but sometimes you walk outside and it's raining and you feel pain. Sometimes you walk outside, it's raining, and there's pleasure. So pleasure and pain, that feeling comes and it's just rising and ceasing on its own accord, alongside everything else you're perceiving. So it doesn't really matter where does feeling come from and what's the difference between perception and feeling and so on. But really, the key thing here is if you are getting angry at that pain, you are going to suffer. That's a guarantee. If you're lustful for pleasure, you are suffering then and there. But if you remove that resistance towards pain, that anger and fighting towards pain, you will immediately feel a kind of release from suffering. Small releases. You know, the pressure will ease off. As soon as you start fighting pain, you feel the pressure. That's when you're suffering. But stop fighting it. And discern it. See it for what it is. You know, when you can do that kind of thing, you can stop, step back and just have some faith to step back and stop fighting it. Just basic logic. Okay, if I'm angry, if I'm fighting that suffering, so let me stop doing that in regards to pain. And see what happens. You will feel calmer. You will feel a bit. You will feel at peace. A little bit, at least. And you will start to learn something there that, oh, I can actually do that. I have the ability to endure pain. You know, mental pain. Without acting out. What if I do this even more? What if I do this all the time? What if I'm mindful of feeling all the time like this? That's mindfulness of feeling. Overwhelming feeling with your discernment, so to speak, and your peacefulness, and your non-hate, and your non-lust, and your non-destruction. Overwhelming feeling with those qualities. And you will get stronger in that sense. Those qualities will be even stronger and stronger and stronger. You will be able to discern the nature of feelings eventually. Seeing them as anatta. But we won't talk about that now. The point is, you don't have to forgive. You don't have to forgive the people. Because you think that forgiveness is going to free you from that suffering of pain, but it's not. That suffering of the pain is caused by your craving against it. And no amount of forgiving others Forgiving the weather is going to solve that issue. You've got to solve that. You've got to stop that craving towards pain. And then it doesn't matter what others do to you. You find yourself in a difficult situation where someone does something horrible to you. Well, when you are above feeling, or you can endure feeling in the way I've described, well, nothing can get to you then. You can't suffer anymore. Doesn't matter what people do to you, which is the ultimate safety. When you no longer can even take that feeling personally anymore, that's anatta. Not taking feeling personally, that's impossible. But to get to that stage, you need to step back and see the nature of feeling. You can't just start, oh, feeling's not mine. No. You take feelings personally. And now you need to endure them first. You need to not act out of them. Not try to get pleasure. Not fight against pain. And that is going to be difficult. But that is the pathway that you need to travel. It's difficult, but where it will lead you to is completely being untouched, unpressured ever again by what is felt.